Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. In just a minute, we're going to do a deep listen to Elizabeth Cotton's song, Freight Train. But first, I wanted to let you know that WUNC Music is teaming up with the Music Maker Relief Foundation this summer on a series of free concerts honoring Elizabeth Cotton. They're the last couple Fridays in May and first two in June in downtown Carrboro. There's more information about them at WUNC.org and at FreightTrainBlues.com. Now, as for that new episode in the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast, it's coming up right after this.
Have you heard WUNC Music lately?
Well, tell me where the hell you been. I got that old black magic.
There's now a custom WUNC Music skill for your smart speaker.
Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry.
Find out how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
I'm David Brower, in for Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series, exploring North Carolina one song at a time.
This kind of music that Elizabeth Cotton played, it existed all over the South.
That's folk musician Alice Gerard. She's the subject of a new film, You Gave Me a Song, that premieres this weekend at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham. When we asked her to pick a song for this series, she chose the old Elizabeth Cotton standard, Freight Train.
Freight Train.
I picked this one primarily because it was Elizabeth Cotton. I mean, she's the woman who wrote it at the age of 11 or so when she was living in North Carolina, because she grew up here. And, I mean, I've been a friend of Elizabeth Cotton's for many, many years. So I knew her personally, and this song was just so much a part of her being. And I thought it was important to have her represented in this.
When I am dead and in my grave, no more good time, yeah, I'll crave. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
It's simple, but it conjures up beautiful images, you know, of after death, hearing a train that you love. And the train is such a feature of Southern music.
Alice Gerard has spent the bulk of her 84 years exploring, documenting, and playing traditional Southern music. She's recorded dozens of albums, been nominated for a Grammy, and has spent hundreds of hours recording and getting to know people like Elizabeth Cotton.
Well, she had an amazing story to tell, and I was interested because I was interested not only in playing music but in sort of learning about the people who played the music and hearing their stories, and it was just fascinating to me. And you know, she showed me different things. That she showed me how to make her chicken and dumplings, which was really great. It was just a really cool relationship. I really loved Elizabeth Cotton.
When I die, Lord, bury me deep. Way down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine as she comes rolling by.
Elizabeth Cotton was born in 1893 in Chapel Hill. Her parents played music, and Elizabeth, or Libba as she'd later be called, started playing early. First it was the banjo, then she turned to the guitar and started writing songs. It was her first song, Freight Train, that was her most lasting. The song speaks of a seemingly idyllic childhood with dreams of travel, home, and the constant sound of the freight train rolling by.
It was a small town and people knew one another. You sort of get that impression at the time. But it was segregated. It was Jim Crow South. And, you know, she was the granddaughter of slaves.
But that dark side of the South does not come through on Freight Train. Alice Gerard says Elizabeth Cotton told her it's really about just being a kid around the turn of the century in Chapel Hill.
I actually have a nice little quote from the liner notes that I interviewed her for of an album that sort of says how she said, freight trains started from Chapel Hill, North Carolina at the old homestead of George and Louisa Nevels, who were her parents. My brother and I used to cut wood and we'd wave to the train. It went on one track and come on another. And in the night, we'd hear the freight train and we could lay in the bed and hear it say, chicka, 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 trying to get away. And then we'd go out to Carborough and play. And we were playing there one day, me and my little brother, and Mr. Sporrow was the ticket agent. Maybe some person might remember who that was. S-P-O-R-R-O-W is what I've got. Mr. Sporrow was a ticket agent, and he said, you little children want to ride? We both said yes at the same time, and he put us on and shifted us around, and we got that little ride, and I thought I was in heaven. It was the nicest, sweetest ride I ever had in my life. I declare I thought I was sailing up to heaven because I love trains so very well.
When I die, Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street. Place the stone at my head and feet. Tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
This song traveled the world. It's been recorded dozens of times and was a hit in Europe in 1957. Chas McDevitt and Nancy Whiskey recorded it as a part of the skiffle boom, which was said to have been an influence on the Beatles in their formative years.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone?
Elizabeth Cotton died in 1987. She was 94 years old. When she was 11 and picking her way through this song, she sang, "When I die, oh bury me deep, down at the end of old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number 9 as she comes rolling by."
When I am dead and in my grave, no more good time, yeah, I'll pray. Place the stones at my head. Tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
When she was older and I was talking with her, she would have been in her 70s, maybe 80s, she told me that she didn't want to be buried in the ground. And that's where I wrote the song Sweet South Anna River, was kind of based on that story that she told me about not wanting to be put in the ground, but wanting to be laid out on a river and go floating down the river and have all the people, all her friends stand on the bank waving as she went by, kind of like Ophelia in the Hamlet thing where she goes floating down the river. And it inspired me to write my song Sweet South Anna River, and thinking of Elizabeth Cotton and how that sort of image of her in her death floating down a river and people, all her friends of whom she had many, would be standing on the bank. And
did that happen?
No.
Did she get buried in the ground?
Yeah.
Here's the song Alice Gerard recorded after that conversation. It's called Sweet South Anna River.
On the sweet South Anna River, where the leafy waters flow, she whiled away her childhood days in the sweet long ago. Her voice echoes down the river from the distant shores of home. Remember me, I am the queen
when I'm gone, and let the river carry me on, past the red bud and the pine. And won't you sing to me as I take my leave? You're gonna miss me all the time. Cold, dark ground in some lonesome old grave on the sweet South Anna River, where soft breezes fan the air. Just lay me down in a silvery gown, wildflowers in my hair, and let the river carry me on, past the red bud and the pine. And won't you sing to me as I take my leave? You're gonna miss me all the time.
That's Sweet South Anna River by Alice Gerard. She's been our guest this time on the Songs We Love podcast. We're going to close out this episode with Alice Gerard recorded live in our studios. She picked out another song of hers inspired by Elizabeth Cotton.
It's a song I wrote thinking of all the people like Elizabeth Cotton and like Tommy Jarrell and like Luther Davis and Bertie Mae Dickens, who shared their music with me down through the years and were so generous with their time, and how wonderful it was to get to know them and hear their stories and their music. It's called Calling Me Home. An old friend lay on his dying bed, held my hand to his bony breast, and he whispered low as I bent my head, oh, they're calling me home, they're calling me home, my time has come to sail away. I know you'd love for me to stay, but I miss my friends of yesterday. Oh, they're calling me home. They're calling me home, I know. You'll remember me when I'm gone. Remember my stories. Remember my songs. I'll leave them on earth, sweet traces of gold. Oh, they're calling me home. They're calling me home. Now, friends, gather round and bid me goodbye. My body's bound, but my soul shall fly. My little light shining from the sky. Oh, they're calling me home. They're calling me home. My time has come to sail away. I know you'd love for me to stay, but I miss my friends of yesterday. Oh, they're calling me home. They're calling me home.
That's Alice Gerard singing her song, Calling Me Home, live in the WUNC Music Studios. The engineer for that recording was Russ Henry. This episode is part of the Come Here NC series on the WUNC Music Songs We Love podcast. It's being produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council and is part of the 2019 Year of Music Celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at wuncmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm David Brower. Eric Hodge will be back next time. Thanks for listening.